朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
是的，天父，你的旨意是叫所有信耶稣基督的人都能得到永生。
Yes, Father, it's your will that all who believe in you will get eternal life.
你的心是不愿一人沉沦，乃愿万人得救。
You want all be saved and none escape.
我们感谢主给我们这样的恩典，让我们可以坐在你的殿中来向你敬拜。
We thank you, Lord, for the mercy and grace that we can sit in your temple and worship you.
不是我们比人好，乃是你奇妙的拣选。
It's not because we are better than others, but because you selected us.
因此我们求主继续给我们一颗受教的心。
So pray for a teachable heart.
让我们今天来领受你话语，我们就是全心全意的愿意遵行。
So that we can hear your words and obey them all heartily.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们人生有两个基本的问题。
Two fundamental questions about our lives.
第一个问题，
First,
你来到这个世上走一遭是为什么？
Why do you come to this world?
有的人说，就是为了享受人生。或养育后代。
Some may say it's to enjoy life and raise children.
如果狗会说话的一样，它的答案也差不多。
If a dog can speak, he will have the same answer.
第二个问题，当你生命结束的时候，你会到哪里去？
Second question, when your life ends, where will you go?
我至少向100个以上的人问过这个问题。
This question to at least 100 people.
因为这是三福的标准问题。
Because it's a standard question for the Aboriginal education.
答案不外乎这四个。
Four possible answers.
第一，从来没有想过。
What? Never think about it.
第二，今生活得好就行。
Second, I just need a good life, this life.
这样的答案多半都是因为不相信有神，也不相信人有灵魂。
These questions are mainly because they don't believe in God or spirit.
第三个答案就是，我觉得我做的还不错吧，尽量我要努力做好人。
Third answer is, I think I'm doing okay.
第四个答案就是，哎呀，随着上帝去安排，到天堂地狱都是由他说了算。
First one be, I would like God to arrange it, either heaven or hell.
其实永生是非常真实的。
In fact, eternal life is very true.
因为有宇宙就有上帝。
Because as long as there is universe, there is a God.
有上帝就有永恒。
As long as there is God, there is eternity.
有永恒，人就有灵魂。
And eternity results in spirit.
人有灵魂就会有和躯壳分开的时候。
So that spirit will be separated from the body.
那问题是，当人的灵魂与躯壳分开的时候，灵魂要到哪里去？
And the question is, when the spirit and body are separated, where will the spirit go?
我们读创世纪第二章第七节这样的说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。人身体所有的元素在土的里面都可以找到。
Genesis talk about how God created people And all the elements in our body can be found in earth.
我们身体 70% 是水分。
7% of us is water.
其他的元素加在一起大概值$2。
And all the other elements combined together will be worth $2.
人的可贵就在乎那一口气。
Why we are precious? Because of the spirit.
这一口气包括了人生命的功能和本质。
And breath from God gave us our function and our eternal nature.
功能就是指着让我们身体可以发生新陈代谢的作用。
Function refers to metabolism.
那这一颗本质就是指着我们的灵魂。
And our nature is our spirit.
所以在传道书第3:11这样的说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, He has made everything beautiful in His time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
永生其实原来那意思是永远。
Eternal life means eternity.
那中文把它翻成永生其实就是永远。
It means forever.
人的灵魂就时间而论是永远的。
And the spirit, given its sake of time, is forever.
当一个胎儿成孕的时候，上帝就创造一个灵魂放在他的里面。
And the body is perceived, God created a spirit and put it into it.
这个灵魂能够存到永远。
Such a spirit can exist forever.
每一个灵魂都是独特的。
Every spirit is unique.
灵魂虽然看不见，它是存在的。
Also, we cannot see it; it does exist.
有很多东西我们是看不见，是存在的。
Many things we cannot see actually exist.
爱我们看不见是存在的。
For example, love.
电波看不见是存在的。
Electricity.
问题是你有没有用对工具去接触它
？It's whether you are using the right tool to touch it.
那灵魂存在是需要用灵性去体会的。
The existence of spirit has to be touched by our spiritual nature.
每一个人我们都要面对永生的真实。
Every one of us has to face the eternal truth.
在马太福音第19:16-17这样说，有一个人来见耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。这一个年轻人，他想继续活下去。
In Matthew, we talk about a young man came to Jesus and asked Jesus, "What good things I must do to get eternal life?" Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments." And this young man want to live forever.
啊，如果说有一个世人最羡慕的对象，那就是这个年轻人了。
If there's one example people envy, it's this one.
因为他又年轻，他又是做官的，而且他又是一个什么财主。
Because he's young, he's official, and he's rich.
你要找一个丈夫到这样的人，你不去找，还找谁呢？
Maybe no better husband than this one.
我跟你们讲都没有用，应该说你们要找个女婿，不找这样的人找谁呢？
And there's no better son-in-law.
但是他虽然拥有着世人羡慕的一切，可是他的心却是空虚的。
However, despite of everything people envy about him, his heart is empty.
所以当事业上的人在追求各样的东西没有得到的时候，他不会觉得他的灵魂的需要。
So when we pursue something we don't have, we don't feel the need of our spiritual life.
但是当他得到了之后，他就会产生空虚。
When we get it, we feel empty.
当他遇到了极大困难，他不能解决的时候，他就会想到神。
When we're in great difficulty and we cannot solve, we'll think about God.
因为我们的灵魂是为着神而被造的。
Because our spirit was created for God.
这个少年人，他想要靠着自己善良的行为满足灵魂的需要。
This young man wants to fill the need of his spirit with a good deed.
但是灵魂的需要是与造我们灵魂的神能够交流。
However, the need of a spirit is to communicate with God.
所以当一个人他凭着自己的意识去做许多的事情，他可以与上帝是无关的。
So when, some people doing things according his or her own wills, he has no, relationship with God.
他就不能够体会到他灵魂的需要。
He cannot feel the need of a spirit.
主耶稣说，你若真的照神的命令去生活的话，你可以得到永生。
And just if you really obey the commandment, you can get eternal life.
但事实上，要完全去遵守神的命令是非常困难的一件事情。
However, it's very difficult to fully obey the commandments.
所以主耶稣只要求他一件事。
So Jesus asked only one thing.
就说把你所有的东西都变卖掉，然后送给穷人，还有要来跟从我。
Go sell everything you have and distribute the treasure to the poor people. Then come to follow me.
少年人的官就怎么样，忧忧愁愁的走了。
This young official then left with a sadness.
然后门徒就以为耶稣的意思是要撇下世上所有的东西。
And disciples thought what Jesus means is to give up everything on earth.
其实耶稣的意思是什么？
Actually, what does Jesus mean?
耶稣的意思是必须要跟从他。
This means you have to go and follow him.
我们的灵魂是需要和神的灵产生一种关联性。
Our spirits need to build a relationship with God's spirit.
这样我们才能够体会到我们人活着的意义。
So that we can know the meaning of lives.
这样我们才能够跟神建立关系，进入神的国。
So that we can build a relationship with God and enter His kingdom.
这样我们才能够体会到我们人生的意义。
So that we can know what we are here for.
好，你我都是已经信主得救的人。
We have all believed in Jesus.
我们都体验过我们的灵魂与神的灵那种相交流的喜乐。
And we had experienced joy, our spirits are communicating with God's spirit.
为什么会有这种的喜乐呢？
Why such joy?
是因为我们这个灵魂被造是为了神的缘故，不是为了我们自己。
Because our spirits are created for God.
你知道世界上最伟大的慈善家，在他面临死亡的时候，他仍然会非常的惧怕。
You know the man who did the greatest charity are still fear when he's going to die.
因为他不晓得他的灵魂要到哪里去。
Because he or she doesn't know where he or her spirit are going.
回天家不是靠着人的行为。
It's not because of deed we can.
乃是因为已经与神有了这个关系，很自然就到神那里去。
It's because of relationship with God.
而我们的人生就是要一直不断加深这个关系。
And our life should strengthen this relationship.
因此人应当按着永生的准则而生活。
So we should live according to the principle of eternal life.
在哥罗西书三章一到二节，我们一起来念好吗？请。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。今天地上的事占据了我们所有的时间。
So the Colossians says, tell us to set our minds to things above, not on eternal things, earthly things, but now earthly things occupy most of our times.
那不知不觉当中，我们就被这个世上的事占满了我们的时间。
So our schedule has been occupied without knowing about it.
世界上的这些规矩就把我们套住了。
all these rules in this world can check us.
念书是为了毕业能够找一个工作。
You study for degree and work.
你结婚是为了能够有儿女养家。
You get married because you want children.
你买房子、买车子、办身份，这些通通是世上的规矩，把你套住了。
So many rules about how to purchase a car, a house, or get a citizenship.
因为你觉得你不这样忙忙碌碌，你就会被这个世界淘汰。
And if you are not busy according to the world, you'll be gone.
因此，我们在这个世界，我们努力的工作，我们得到这世上的报赏。
So in this world, we work very hard to get the reward.
但是有一天，你躺在病床上的时候，这一切世上的东西。都不重要。
When you lie in the bed in hospital, nothing of this world is important.
你想到的就是下一步我要到哪里去。
What do you think will be, where should I go next?
我预备好了吗？
Am I ready?
如果我们相信神，我们就一定要相信有人有灵魂。
If you believe in God, we need to believe there's a spirit.
我们就一定要相信有天堂和地狱。
And we need to believe there's heaven and hell.
我们就一定要相信今生是暂时的，永生是永远的。
And we should believe that this life is just temporary and eternal life is forever.
你若明白这一点，你我怎么能够不按照永生的原则、天上的原则来生活呢？
And how can we not live according to eternal rules if we understand this?
早上我们要读哥林多后书第五章一到十节。来帮助我们理解这句话的意义。
In the morning, we read the Second Corinthians chapter 5 to understand what this means.
就是体验永生需要凭信心，不是凭的眼界。
Is that we need to know eternal life by faith, not by sight.
在哥林多后书第五章，我们刚才念的一到三节这样的说：我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了。必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。帐篷是暂时的居所。
And the second Corinthians tell us our body in this earth is just tent and a temporary living place.
那保罗是用这个帐篷来形容我们的身体。
Paul used tent to refer to our body.
他说灵魂是暂时居住在我们这个身体里面。
He says our spirit just live in this body temporarily.
有一天这个身体会被拆毁，好像帐篷被大风刮去一样。
One day this body will be destroyed and gone as a tent blow by wind.
那时候你我的灵魂要到哪里去呢？
At that time where our spirit should go.
那哥林多前书第十五章四十四节这样的说，说重的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体，若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
And first Corinthians chapter 15 says it is sown a natural bodyIt is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
原来神为我们预备了肉身，又为我们预备了一个灵性的身体。
God not only prepared our natural body, but also a spiritual body for us.
这个我们可以称它为灵体。
You can call it a spiritual body.
这个灵体是不像肉身，是不会衰老，也不会生病的。
Not like our earthly body, it will not get sick or die.
也不会受伤，也不会有饥饿。
It will not get hurt, it will not feel hungry.
基督徒死了之后，都要按照神所给定规的时间复活。
After Christians die, we will get back to life according to God's time.
这个复活就是接受这个灵体。
And coming back to life refers to receiving this spiritual body.
那如果我们活的时间长，或耶稣来得早，我们都还在的时候
，If we live long enough before and we die after Jesus come back again，
圣经告诉我们在那个转瞬之间，
time,
我们都会得到一个灵体
，of us get spiritual body，
那就是我们要进入永世天堂的生活
，and that's how we enter eternal life。
你有没有露营过？
Have you ever go camping?
我们孩子小的时候常常去露营。
Our children are young, we went camping a lot.
哦，孩子他们睡在帐篷里面是非常 exciting 的。
And kids love to live in the tent.
啊，伸出头来看一看满天的星星。
Can see the stars.
然后手里面拿着手电筒照来照去，半夜都不睡。
And they went around with a flashlight.
孩子们很刺激，但是大人很受罪。
And kids felt exciting, but they suffered.
啊，那个地又硬又潮。
It's hard and wet.
睡袋啊裹在身上紧紧的，很不舒服。
And the sleeping bag are too tight to be comfortable.
然后师母在旁边又不停地问有没有熊啊，有没有熊啊。
And the wife asking whether there's bears.
我跟她说在公园里面哪有熊啊。
And I was saying it's a park.
那时候我心里面一直在想一件事，你们猜猜看什么事啊？
I was thinking one thing at a time. What do you think it is?
回家睡觉。
Going back to sleep.
这个就是帐篷跟房屋的区别。
That's the difference between tent and the house.
谁都不会去布置帐篷的。
None of us decorate the tent.
什么叫做凭信心不凭眼见呢？
What do you mean by living by faith, not by sight?
首先我们就是要相信神的话。
First, we need to believe in God's words.
他说今生是暂时的，那一定就是暂时的。
He says this life is temporary, it must be temporary.
所以你我不要为今生花太多的功夫去装饰、去布置。
So we shouldn't spend too much effort to decorating this life.
啊，有的人说，哎呀，你不知道，我还是要把房子准备好给我的儿女将来可住啊。
Some say, ah, you don't know, I have to prepare this house for my children.
这是笑话了。哪有今天的儿女还想跟父母住的呢？
None children this age will want to live with their parents.
信心就是相信神的话。
Faith is to believe what God says.
在接下去哥林多后书第五章四到五节说，倘若穿上被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。这里讲到赤身露体，为什么人赤身露体会觉得羞耻？
He says we won't be clothed so that we will not be naked. And why should we feel ashamed when we're naked?
因为人犯了罪的缘故。
Because of sins we have.
当亚当夏娃他们一犯罪，第一个发现就是看见自己是赤身露体的。
When Adam and Eve sins, the first thing they realize is they're naked.
人不犯罪不晓得这个赤身露体是羞耻的。
Before our sin, we're not ashamed of nakedness.
所以，我们今天在这个世上会用许多的方法去遮蔽自己。
So in this world today, we use many ways to cover all.、So、
这证明我们是罪人。
It's proved that our sin.
有的人呢用化妆啊，化很多很浓。
Some people will put pretty cosmetics.
啊，男人呢会用自大啊，我很了不起。
And the man with self-arrogance.
我们都会用物质的丰富来遮蔽自己。
We cover us with material richness.
我们也会追求清高的名声。
Pursue for fame.
但这些东西都遮不住我们的罪。
But none of this can cover our sins.
在人的面前我们可以伪装得很好，但是在神的面前我们仍然是赤身露体。
We can pretend by in front of people, but not in front of God.
可是我们一直都不觉得，一直等到我们被遇见的时候。
But we don't feel so until we are met by God.
好比你光着身子晚上在 街道上走。
For example, it's like a people walking on street naked.
那没有路灯你也不觉得怎么样，反正也没人看见。
At night and without the road lights, it's okay, nobody can see.
但如果一辆警车开过来把灯照着你的时候，哎呀，你无处可逃，遮也遮不住。
However, if come a police car and has a headlight on you, then there's no way to run.
那个就是我们灵魂遇见神的时刻。
And that's the moment our spirit meet with God.
如果你没有穿衣服，你就惨了。
If you're naked, then it's bad luck.
因为你一生的罪都暴露在上帝的面前，要接受那个罪的后果和审判。
Because all sins will be exposed before God for judgment.
今天我们基督徒活在这个世上，好像跟世人没有区别。
This time we Christians live in this world the same way as other.
我们也要受许多的苦楚跟考验。
We suffer a lot.
甚至我们还要加上一个为着信仰受苦楚。
And we suffer more because we suffer also for faith.
保罗的形容真是叹息劳苦。
Paul says we groan and we work hard.
但是我们有一个非常宝贵的意念。
However, we have very precious vision.
保罗说并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。
Paul says we will be willing to be clothed with.
那什么是这个？什么是那个呢
？And what is this and that?
这个乃是指的这世上的情欲烦恼。
What we have here is our worldly desires.
没有孩子的时候，真是想要孩子。
With children, we really wanted children.
有了孩子，哎呀，还是单身好。
With children, we think it better to be single.
人没有工作，就是想要工作。
We don't have job, we want a job.
有了工作，又怕丢掉工作。
When we have it, we are afraid we may lose it.
这是世上的情欲把我们捆住了。
This is how worldly desires trip us.
也就是我们一直想遮蔽自己的赤身露体。
That's how we want to cover.
那什么是那个？
What's that?
那个乃是指的上帝为我们预备的救恩。
I refer to the grace God prepared for us.
基督耶稣来到这个世上，就是要帮助我们能够除去我们的赤身露体。
Jesus came to this world to help us get rid of nakedness.
那这个救恩不光是指着我们的罪被耶稣基督已经偿还了。
The grace not only refers to the fact that our sin has been redeemed.
它还包括了我们与神之间和好的关系。
Also included the reunited relationship with God.
因为那个后果是可以进入神为我们预备的永生。
Because the consequence of the relationship is to enter the life God prepared for us.
基督的救恩不光是永生，将来的事，而是今生。我们的灵性需要成长。
The grace from Jesus is not only about eternal life in the future, but also for this life our spirit can grow.
我们在这个世界上终极的目标就是要像耶稣一样。
The eternal goal of us in this world is to become like Jesus.
所以我们才能够脱下这个世上的思虑烦恼。
So that we can get rid of all these worries in this world.
因为我们是愿意穿上耶稣基督的救恩。
Because we want to be close to this grace from Jesus.
我们愿意来亲近上帝。
We want to be close to God.
我们愿意像耶稣基督一样。
We want to be like Jesus.
师母给我买一双新的皮鞋。
I've bought me a new pair of shoes.
看起来很舒服。
They look comfortable.
可是呢，穿起来不舒服。
However, when I wear them, they are not.
我的旧鞋鞋底已经破了一个洞。
My old shoes has a hole.
可是我还是喜欢穿旧鞋。
But I still like wearing them.
那有下雨的时候呢，那水都会跑到鞋子里面来，那真的不舒服。
When it rains, water comes into the shoes.
可是我坚持不换。
However, I stick to them.
有一天呢，我看新鞋子，哎，我说，新鞋子还是比较漂亮。
When they look at the new shoes and found they are beautiful.
那我穿起来，哎呀，试一试，觉得还是不舒服。
So I wear them, but they are still not comfy.
那过了几天以后，就觉得还不错。
So after a couple of days, it feels okay.
再过了几天，旧鞋就丢掉了。
And after several days, I threw my old shoes away.
诗篇第34篇第8节说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
And some tell us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
我知道你喜欢你的旧人的。
I know you like your old being.
但是你必须先来尝一尝主耶稣的恩典的滋味，你就是会丢掉你这个旧人，要得到他给你的新人。
However, you taste the grace of God, then you will throw your old beings away.
当然不错，我们都还会做错。
Because we still make mistakes.
我们会犯罪，会失败。
We still sin and fail.
但是我们深信一点，就是耶稣基督已经战胜了这一切。
What we believe is that Jesus Christ has conquered all this.
因为他已经从死里面复活。
Because he has raised from death.
他把那一个撒旦的死权完全都粉碎了。
And he has destroyed the death power of Satan.
他的复活生命里面有更大的能力。
His resurrection is more powerful.
而且这个能力能够让我们胜过死亡的威胁，进入永生。
Such power allows to conquer death and go into eternal life.
凡信而跟随他的人，我们都会得到这个复活生命的力量。
All who believe and follow him will get this power.
上个礼拜我们参加于弟兄他的葬礼。
Last week we went to the funeral of Brother Yu.
让我们看到一个信主的家庭，他们面对死亡的时候一点都不害怕。
We saw how believing family is fearless when facing death.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we know who we believe.
我们也深信他必能保守我们所交付他的。
And he will take care of everything we give.
这个叫做凭信心，不凭眼见。
This is what it means to live by faith, not by sight.
接下去第五到第八节，为此培植我们的就是神。他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据，所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内便与主相离，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧，更是愿意离开身体与主同住。其实不是神被动的被我们相信。
And then it tells that God captured us and gave us a spirit as a deposit. It's actually not that God is there passively waiting for us to believe in him.
他乃是主动的来培植我们的信心。
He actually comes us to raise our faith.
如果光是凭我们自己的信心，那是非常辛苦的事情。
If it's all by ourselves, it'd be very hard for us.
马丁路德就曾经靠自己的努力挣扎，想要得到神的永生。
Martin Luther once tried to get eternal life all by himself.
他用鞭子打自己，叫自己不要犯罪。
He beat himself and prevented himself from sinning.
可是当他读到罗马书第八章第一节第二节，那里说，他说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为此生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。原来他的过去是住在身内。
But then he read Romans and realized, therefore, there is now no commandment for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
就是住在身内，就是活在这个世界上，想要靠自己的努力来克服情欲。
So he realized that he was living this world and tried to conquer the worldly desires by himself.
结果越挣扎，就越变得像一个假冒伪善的人。
And the more he struggled, the more he became hypocritical.
你有没有同样类似的经验？
Do you have similar experience?
你想要做好，想要做好，但是还是失败了。
You want to do goodness, but then you fail.
开始两个礼拜真的愿意照着教会读标杆人生的进度，过两个礼拜就失败了。哎呀，
first two weeks of first week you follow schedule to read the purpose life, then you give up.
这个叫做住在身内。
This is living in your own body.
就是我们的灵魂是喜欢那个旧鞋子的。
Because the spirit liked old shoes.
很容易就回到那个旧有的生活心态中。
It's very easy to go back.
很容易就依靠自己的想法去做事。
It's very easy to rely on our will to do things.
因此神提醒我们，我们行事不能够再凭着眼见。
So God reminds us not to live by sight.
那你知道凭眼见是非常容易的事情。
And it's easy to live by sight.
因为我们都有这样的观念，如果我不靠自己，我要靠谁呢？
Because we all think that if we don't trust and believe ourselves, who should we believe?
所以我们从小就被教育成为这样。
And we are educated this way.
直到我自己做不到了，我才去依靠神。
Until I cannot do it, I rely on God.
但是我可以告诉你，如果你在今生你没有学会依靠神，
I can tell you if you don't learn to rely on God in this life,
你在永生里面你会发现你什么都做不了。
Then you will find you can do nothing in eternal life.
因为你会得到一个新的身体，那个身体眼见是一点用处都没有了。
Because you have a new spirit life where sightness is no useful.
在这个世上你靠自己的努力奋斗的经验在天上是一点都用不上。
And our experience you gain in this world has no useness in heaven.
因为我们在世上许多未知的决定我们需要用经验，但是在将来的天上所有的事情都是清清楚楚的。
Because you will make many decisions by experience, but everything clear in heaven.
所以你唯有懂得信靠神，你才能够享受正确的决定。
So only after you believe in Jesus and rely on him, you can enjoy the right decisions.
所谓信靠神，就是相信神的带领。
And reliance on God is to trust in his leading.
把你自己放在神的手中。
And put yourself in his hands.
你不要担心北韩会不会把核弹丢到美国来。
You don't need to worry about nuclear war from North Korea.
你也不用担心股盘股市会不会大崩盘。
And you need to worry about the stock market.
你也不用担心川普会不会取消绿卡的申请。
You don't need to worry about whether Trump will cancel the.
就是你得了癌症，你还是在神的手中。
Even so, you have cancer, you're still in his hands.
因为他爱你，爱我，所以没有其他的事情再为可怕。
Because he loves you and me, there's nothing fearful.
他不会错，他一定能够帮助我。
And he is always right. He will help us.
这个叫做。凭信心不是凭眼见。
This is how to live by faith, not by sight.
接下去第九节第十节。所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。有的时候我们以为信耶稣就是我买了一张去天国的飞机票，然后到时对号入座，下飞机就到天堂。
Then it tells us we'll be rewarded according to what we do, either goodness or badness. Sometimes we think to believe Jesus is to get ticket to heaven.
然后我们就鸟语花香，四季如春呐。
Then they be happily ever after.
再也没有什么大雪或车子陷在雪里面。
There's no snow or worrying about driving snow.
你也不用担心你跟别人相撞，别人来撞你。
You don't need to worry about accident.
从某个角度来讲，这样的讲是对了一半。
To some extent, it's half right.
因为我们得救完全不是靠着我们自己的努力，都是出于神的恩典。
Because our being saved is not because of our effort, but because of grace.
但是我们的神不是圣诞老公公啊。
However, our God is not Santa Claus.
他不但是慈爱的神，他也是公义的神。
He's not only a loving God, but also a just God.
你不要像君士坦丁一样。君士坦丁啊，他是怎么样呢？
You think of ancient philosopher?
No, the Constantine.
The
Emperor. Rome. 那罗马的这个君士坦丁，他是把基督教合法化了。
So this emperor legalized the Christian belief.
很多人都能够因着他的这个命令而得到了信主的自由。
Many people are free to believe.
可是他自己不愿意信。
But he himself wouldn't want to believe.
为什么？因为他觉得他在这个世界上还有许多的享受没有享到。
Well, he thought there's many enjoyment he still haven't enjoyed yet.
他觉得他要尽量的来做这些坏事，做到做尽了，然后最后快死的时候，给我施洗吧。
He thought he wanted to do all the earthly things and only get baptized before he died.
我告诉你，如果神这样子来容许每一个人都变将，神是糊涂的圣诞老公公。
And be a not by the Santa Claus if God allows such things.
所以你我不要等到最后一刻躺在病床上的时候说，我要信耶稣。
So we shouldn't wait until the last moment to believe in Jesus.
如果那样子就能够进天堂的话，那神就不太公平了。
If that, then we go in heaven, then it's no fire.
神一定要审判。
God will judge.
这里讲到有一个在基督台前的审判。
And will judge us in front of Jesus.
当然，这个审判跟启示录第二十章那个大审判是不一样。
And this is a different judgment. Compared to the previous one.
为什么？因为我们可以看到保罗他讲的是什么，包括怎么样他自己，他说我们众人。
Right, Paul says including himself and all of us.
所以这说明到基督徒，我们离开这个世界，第一件事情，我们就是到基督的台前去接受审判。
So when we Christians leave this world, the first thing we will is to receive judgment in front of Jesus.
你不要难过，其实这是一种特权，是一个恩典。
Let me say, this is actually a privilege.
如果我们不接受这个审判，我们就到地狱去，到阴间去了。
If we don't receive this judgment, we will go in hell.
但这个审判是神他要我们按着自己信主以后的行为接受审判。
This will be judgment according to our behaviors after believing Jesus.
你信主以前所犯的罪，耶稣都已经替你付清了。
Before believe, all sins has been covered by Jesus.
神把那些罪的记录都烧掉，都丢掉了。
God has erased the record of our loss.
但是你信主以后所犯的罪，通通都有记录。
After you believe in Jesus, all the sins are recorded.
除非你把这个罪向神、向人对付了，不然还在那里。
Unless you have dealt with them in front of God and people.
那神要按照这个记录来审判基督徒。
God will judge Christians according to this record.
但这个审判跟对不信的人的审判是不一样的。
This is a different judgment compared with judgment to those who don't believe.
神要看我们是信主之后有没有按着他的意思而生活。
God wants to see whether we live according to his will after we believe.
因此行善的意思是凡事你愿意得神的喜悦，那就有奖赏跟报应。
So doing goodness is to please him.
那行恶的意思就是你按着自己的意识行，不理会神。
And doing bad things is to do things according to our will.
神就要以羞辱来报应我们。
And God rewarded goodness with a good reward and badness with a shame.
所以你不要以为在天国凡事都是非常的美丽，非常的顺利。
So don't think everything will be beautiful and smooth in heaven.
在天国也有管教的。
In heaven there's also a ruling and a discipline.
我们要认清行善行恶是遵守神的意思还是违背神的意思。
We need to realize whether we are doing things according to his will or disobeying his will.
永生就是我们与神的关系。
And eternal life is a relationship with God.
永生是真实的。
Eternal life is true.
我们人的生命不是只有今生而已。
We have more life than this one.
因为神已经赋予人永远的灵魂。
Because God has given us an eternal spirit.
你我必须去体会这个永生的真实性。
And when you experience the truthness of eternal life.
而我们愿意按照永生的准则来生活。
And to live according to eternal life's principles.
去体验永生，我们必须学习要靠信心，而不是靠的眼见。
To experience it, we have to live to by faith, not by sight.
那就是说，我们要认清楚，我们的身体如帐篷，我们的灵体如房屋。
You realize our natural body like tent and spiritual body like house.
在这个帐篷里面住不久的，我们要为自己预备好搬到那房屋里。
We will not live long in this tent, and we need to get prepared to move to the house.
体验永生也是要脱下这个世俗的情欲，而穿上耶稣基督的救恩。
To experience the life is to get rid of earthly desires and be clothed with Jesus' grace.
就是每一天每时刻去体验耶稣基督的拯救。
And every day and moment we need to experience his saving.
我们要放下自己的判断，来相信神在凡事上的带领。
We need to lay down our own judgment and believe in God's leading.
最后我们要预备好来面对接受基督台前的审判。
And we need to be prepared to receive judgment in front of Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你这样子的爱我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you for loving us.
所以你在你的话语中一再的提醒我们。
So remind us constantly in your words.
我们与你的关系是最重要。
That our relationship with you is the most precious.
主啊，帮助我们有永生的看见。
Lord, help us to have the vision of eternal life.
今生是为了永生而做的预备。
And this life is just preparing for eternal life.
除非我们在今生来体验你在我们人生的旨意跟带领，不然我们不能够进入永生。
Unless you will experience your will and leading in this life, we cannot enter eternal life.
帮助我们，让我们看重将要来到的永生，而在今生就预备自己。
Help us to pay more attention to eternal life and pay less to this life.
帮助我们，让我们靠着主的恩典，我们要行神所喜悦的事。
Help us to do things to please you according to God's grace.
以致我们在主你的面前受审的那一日，我们不觉得自己是赤身露体。
So that at the day we are judged in front of you, we will not feel shamed and naked.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。